Welcome to CNN Student News. 3 years and 7 months since he signed it, the debate hasn't let up about President Obama's health care reform law. What is it? What does it do? What's the controversy? We're starting at the beginning. The official name is the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act, but most people, including the president, call it Obamacare. The goal was to make it easier and more affordable for millions of Americans who didn't have health insurance to get it. Different health insurance plans cover different things, but they all fundamentally work the same. If you have health insurance, you pay money into a fund, and then the health care company uses that fund to help pay for customers' medical services. President Obama started work on his health care reform law right after he took office. Protests against his plan started almost immediately. One point of controversy early on was the individual mandate. It's part of the law that requires most Americans to either have health insurance or pay a fine. Critics filed lawsuits arguing that was unconstitutional. The U.S. Supreme Court disagreed and upheld Obamacare. The bill became law in March of 2010. The controversy didn't stop. There are concerns about the high cost of Obamacare and its potentially negative effects on the U.S. economy. Republicans and some Democrats in the House of Representatives have voted multiple times to repeal the law, and polls indicate that more Americans are opposed to the law than support it. Different parts of the law go into effect at different times. This month, Americans are able to start signing up for health insurance under Obamacare. White House officials say that nearly 500,000 people have filled out applications. 7 million are expected to enroll by April, but so far the process has not gone smoothly.
Well, all eyes were on the debt ceiling debate and government shutdown, another Washington blunder occurred. It's safe to say the rollout of Obamacare and healthcare.gov was less than perfect.
Now, I'll be the first to tell you that the website launch was rockier than we would have liked.
That's Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius. She's become the target for Republicans after the site was and still is plagued by technical problems. Some people have been unable to sign up. Others have had their passwords disappear.
Secretary Sebelius has had 3.5 years to launch Obamacare, and she has failed.
The Republican National Committee has even launched a petition and Twitter campaign to fire Sebelius.
This really calls into question the accountability and the leadership that's going on over at HHS in terms of not our taxpayer dollars, but the delivery of key services.
As two House committees begin investigating the website launch, the administration backs the embattled Sebelius.
The secretary does have the full confidence of the president.
But even some Democrats are critical of the rollout.
Enormously frustrated.
Meanwhile, efforts are underway to fix the problem.
There are constant improvements underway so that we are getting people in much more quickly. We have a plan to go back and revisit people who may have had an unsatisfactory experience.